$8 billion. Collect that to give people work. Uh-huh. Well, if you give that much money away, what are they doing? They're just helping, they're just running the country in debt every day. And of course, the dollar today is not worth but about 29 cents, you know that.
$0.29 compared to when?
Compared to, I'd say back there 30, 40 years ago, during the Depression.
Yeah.
You could buy more with a dollar than you can now for I guess, $40 or $50. I've seen me go to the store and buy $2 for that. Hell, I couldn't carry all the cards at a time. I had to go back and get it.
Yeah.
Pay 45 cents. I've sold things myself. I worked in commissary and stores for a big sawmill company. You sell a 25 pound of flour for 45 cents. Now, a 5 pound costs you about $1.79 or 80 cents. 5 pound money.
Yeah.
And so you see the difference in price. And what are they going to do about that? How are they going to reduce the price? Wallace is the only man that ever made a statement that I said. They said this summer a year ago, they had the governor's convention in Yorkville. And he was on there nearly every day. Somebody would say something. He said, but he had never announced the president. Everybody won't know what he's going to do. He said, the only thing he said he had to say, that the government is trying to beat inflation by raising the cost of living and high cost of employees, salary and wages, things like that. He said they got to stop somewhere. He said, where are they going? They got to stop somewhere. And that's got to stop. You can depend on that. Because inflation, we only get here after a while. You won't be able to raise anything. The farmer's getting a bad fix of what he can get the equipment now to farm right now.
Yeah.
So we can go ahead and start. If you want to put that on there, you can. If you don't, let us dead.
Well, that's okay. I'd like to hear that. Well, let's see. Look through some of the animals with you. What'd you call the kind of bird that can see in the dark? You know?
Hula owl, they call them.
Okay.
Owl.
Do you have any different kinds of owls?
Well, I've heard them called horn owl and hoo owls, and there's another.
Is there a little kind of owl that maybe makes a...
Yeah, there's another little owl, what do they call that?
Makes a shrill voice, has a real shrill voice.
Screech owl. Screech owl, yeah.
All right. What about the bird that drills holes in trees?
They call it woodpeckers.
Okay. And the kind of black and white animal with a real powerful smell?
Polecat.
Okay. What kind of bushy-tailed animals do you see in the tops of the trees?
I guess they're cool about the biggest.
Yeah. But man, these may be eating pecans or something like that.
Oh, like squirrels. Squirrels and
you have any different kinds of squirrels?
Well, yeah, they had what they call red squirrel. They call it the fox squirrel.
Yeah.
And the gray squirrel.
Okay.
They'll take a pecan or acorn and run up on a limb and eat it. And a coon will go up to a tree, you know.
Yeah.
And eat, I don't know if they eat nuts much, but they'll go up there and get some. There's a pecan they can get hold of them, they'll eat them. Get around the tree and crack them.
Have you got a little thing around here that might run around the ground that looks like a squirrel but doesn't have a tail and can't climb trees?
The only thing that haven't got a tail?
Yeah. Chipmunk or, you know what those are?
They have chipmunk, yeah. But they have a little mole, they call them, yeah, that runs under the ground. And they'll dig holes, but them things, they're just as smooth. I have finally found someone to pull them out.